An event just slipped past us when we blinked or didn't notice it, and that was the 10th anniversary of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint. just this last September, Karin Wiedemeyer, one of the founders, some might say the founder, was certainly there and had created it. You say it was what, September 9th?
I believe we opened the doors on September 9th, 2009.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So 10 good years. And you had hopes and dreams. And
yes.
I know that you're a dreamer. And yet I'm going to project that whatever dreams you had 10 years ago have been magnified by the reality of what's happening now. Is that true?
Yes, I absolutely, that is completely true. Yes.
And so, and yet, that's the dreaming is that is probably the magnitude of what happens. But the essential idea of what happens, I assume, stays pure. When it started out, what was your hope? What did you want to accomplish by all the hard work it was going to take to start a music conservatory in Little Sandpoint, Idaho, USA?
Well, I would want to say that part of our vision was to be the Juilliard of the Wild West.
That's a great title.
In a way, we are a garage story, right? Because we started in the back studio in a little no heat in winter place in a dance studio with just a handful of students. And we now, of course, have reached a completely different milestone. Some milestones that we had set, we reached earlier than anticipated, but part of the vision was to have a full-fledged conservatory, to some degree international elements to it. I always really envisioned a music therapy department. That's what we are building. That we will come into ownership of the building as we have recently done was part of our dream, that it actually turned into reality when it did after trying for 6 years, right? That is astounding and gives me a sense of wonder still. That we actually own this fabulous building, which is like your building here, is an old fire station.
Right, and we will very quickly get into that. But let's bring in also into the conversation John Fitzgerald. Good morning,
John. Good morning.
And I should say in terms of current titles, Karin is the executive director of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, and John, you're the musical director. You were in early on. How early on, and were you here on September 9th, 2009?
I wasn't. I came along the summer of 2015, I believe. I graduated, got my master's, was looking around for some work on the East Coast. Had trouble finding a job at the time, especially in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And my brother was moving out. He teaches at Gonzaga. And he said, would you consider moving out there? Because we're both originally from the West Coast. And I said, sure. So I Googled music schools in Spokane, Washington. And the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint was like the second on the list. And I said, was Idaho next to Washington? Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It took me a second with my East Coast geography. And I emailed Karin kind of one day out of the blue and said, hi, this is what I've done. Are you looking for teachers? And she said, come on out. And I did, and I've been here ever since. And even I got here in 2015. And the building that we now own, we were just on the upper floor at that point. And it was our wildest dream to get the infamous bottom floor, which had a wonderful large room and all this extra office and studio space. And looking back, it's really impressive. And my wife was mentioning this the other day, of even in the 4 or 5 years that I've been here, how much the landscape of the school has changed. We have some really fabulous teachers at the conservatory, and some precede me, some have started after me, some started, you know, kind of with me at that same time. And there's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into really making the school a wonderful place. And it feels very different than when I got there. There's the community just of the faculty members, I feel, have it's a real community with the faculty. It's not, you know, a few different teachers who teach in the same spot and have their own studio and kind of do their thing. We have departments that are becoming really dynamic, that talk to each other, that plan, that help. And it's some of those aspects that I think really make the school a special place.
Yeah. So I would suggest that in addition to blood, sweat, and tears, love and trust
a lot.
Are involved here. And I'm getting you to move a little farther away from the microphone. Thank you.
It's that opera voice.
And so, yeah, no, it's the great diction. And so, because as you, John, talk about this, and as you, Karin, you must have known you were going to be taking chances with people trying to make a living on a shoestring and trusting and believing there. And there's always been a lot of that, hasn't there?
Yes, we are geographically isolated. We are, you know, living on an island, also on a cultural island. So how do you create an environment that is a viable environment for people, you know, capable, competent people to come up and want to jump on board, right? But I'm pretty relentlessly going out into the community and regional also to talk about why we need to nurture the fine arts. So I feel that I can very much speak to the why, and I feel that people are beginning to listen, and there's more support coming in that then creates support for positions. And there's an awareness of, yes, we need to keep this in our current educational system, or we need to reintroduce that. So I'm very much speaking to that, and that creates a different platform of support when you get people's attention and you can speak to the fact why we need to do what we do. I find it, for example, very interesting. John's wife happens to be a music therapist, and she's completing her degree. And it's just a fluke. Right. And who would have ever talked about music therapy was not really on the radar of many people. But now when you talk about it and you say, well, why is this relevant? We can answer to questions that maybe society hasn't even asked yet. But we have some answers. You know, we are very much engaging the community into that kind of conversation to spark interest, renewed interest, and then support. So that actually the repercussions or the, you know, the rewards is a better word, is that when we have staff, you know, they have a leg at the conservatory, but they can also work, for example, in the school district or in the homeschool academy, for example, or the Waldorf school. So together we create that picture of a sustainable quality life for musicians and administrators, you know, who are affiliated in the fine arts.
Karin Wiedemeyer, the executive director of the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, already alluded to, but let's double down on a little bit more, the fact of owning your own home, because that's been a process. And we'll talk about the other end and some of the challenges there. But what's the quick list of the virtues of owning your own home?
Well, the first is when there's a faucet leaking that my heart stops, right?
Well, I was going to mention that one. But yeah, of course.
It is really kind of on wonder. It's somewhat recent, and we haven't stopped celebrating. But also, it has completely changed the perspective of the community and the perception, because now we've introduced an element of a future in. I forgot the word. Well,
stability,
and sustainability. You know, we're going to be there now. Our plan is we are articulating our dream, and it manifests itself in this building. And then we have invited another partner in, so to say, which is the Pondere Arts Council. They are very excited to be there because we complement each other. And together, we will say this is going to be the Center for Arts and Community Culture. And we'll be opening our fire doors next year. But having another energy that contributes in that same kind of thinking not just doubles our effort, it's, you know, the exponentially creates an energy Because they also have an art gallery that's in our little Carnegie, which is our little performance space, that we're going to actually, it'll be in phase one when we're going to go into renovation.
Is that your name, our little Carnegie?
Yeah, it's Little Carnegie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And so then the challenges, because right now, aren't you into some building, expanding, and therefore fundraising and you know, the trick of pulling all this stuff off.
Absolutely. So we have a strategy for that, and we have a committee. We have a renovation committee, and then we are preparing a capital campaign for next year. We are right now doing phase one, two, and three, and we had somebody to look at what that means. We're pulling in the budget. We have a contractor who is working on this. Then we're doing the tax credit, you know, and like what you did here in your building. So we're working, you know, on all those levels. Now, of course, this is new. Many of those elements are new to us, and it's a huge learning curve. But it's also, when you own your building, your personal investment is a totally different thing. And it's really exciting. You know, I envision an arts portal, right? So we're going to reinstall some of the historic elements, but also on board is Peter Götzinger, who's a mural artist, who will come in and install artistic features within the building. So when you come in, you're going to have a feeling you're entering that space, that creative artistic space that inspires you. On the building, it used to have a cupola that got torn down at some point. We're going to restore that. And we're looking at a rooftop garden also, which will be like a little performance space. So if you're looking at, you know, this piece of clay that you begin to form and, you know, you can kind of see what it will look like. That's, for me personally, an inspiration every morning to get up. And I think for many of, if not all of our staff, to be part of that process. And, of course, for the community, that there will be hurdles, you know. It'll be, of course, to some degree an uphill battle, but we all need exercise, so I think that's fine.
Perfect, about your building. And then, so that's the building, that's the plans, mm-hmm. that's the dreams and the virtues. So then probably back to John to some extent, but for both of you, then the operations, because you, through all of this, you continue to teach students and create new programs and fulfill your basic artistic mission. And so, John, talk about the whole idea of scholarships and funding people's education there, and specifically aiming toward your Sunday event.
So this Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Hartwood Center in Sandpoint, we are doing our annual Fall Serenade. This is a great event, and more importantly, all of the proceeds from this go to student scholarships. We give out about $4,000 a year
in tuition assistance and over $10,000 in scholarships.
In scholarships. Yeah. There's one of the main fundamental principles of the school is that if a student wants to do music, we will move heaven and earth and do all that we can to give them that opportunity. And we would never, ever want to deny somebody for financial reasons an opportunity to be in the fine arts. And the faculty gets together about twice a year, and they put on, you know, this over-the-top, wonderful concert. And this fall, we have some really wonderful things. We have a very diverse, is a good word, diverse faculty. We have string players, we have woodwind players, we have singers, we have wonderful pianists, and they all come together and they give a really nice diverse concert. So it's not just all piano, it's not all singing. For instance, this Sunday, there's a piano quintet that's going to happen, and there's almost always a larger ensemble that the faculty puts together. It's Mozart KV 452, originally for woodwinds, but we're doing the transcribed string version. And Karen Reiner's the pianist and kind of the coach of that group. And, you know, it's, I'm looking for the word, it's great diversity. And we have woodwind ensembles that are playing. We have a few soloists. We have Karin Wiedermeyer and Brenda Rutledge are doing a vocal duet from a Rossini
La Pesca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of something for everyone.
That's nice. So that's an event this this Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Heartwood Center, mm-hmm. As when the events. Well, just last night you had a singing event, didn't you, with Max Mendez?
We did. One of the really progressive things that we're trying to do as a school is we want to give our students a really excellent and well-rounded education. And part of that is our master classes or clinics that we're offering. We have a master class for every department, usually once a semester. And we had 5 singers last night. Mm-hmm. I think Max came up to the school. We had 5 singers. He did a lot with artistic expression and body mapping, something that he's just spent some time studying. And it was absolutely fascinating. I think all the singers did super well.
Yeah.
And Max is a great teacher. He works so well with the kids. He's a good singer. And I think everyone walked away with a deeper understanding of what they need to do. And I felt everyone was very energized mm-hmm. kind of at the end. It was a great experience. And for at least one or two of the kids, it was their first time in that type of setting. And we have some students who are looking to, you know, make a life in music, either major in music or study on in some capacity. And the idea of constructive feedback and being in a masterclass setting is something that they will encounter at some point in their musical life somewhere. And we're very proud that we can offer that for them.
Nice. And then speaking of events, on December 22nd, Karin, are you going to be Hansel or Gretel or the Dew Fairy or the Witch?
Oh, I'm going to be the Witch, and I don't have to do much. I can just be myself.
No acting involved.
No. I really look forward to this role. It'll be a lot of fun. And it's Bel Canto Opera that's going to do Hansel and Gretel in a slightly edited version because we have 2 young singers who are Hansel and Gretel. So that's our first kind of participatory opera experience. And then we as lead singers kind of hold them, right? But I think it'll be a really wonderful experience. And also to keep opera alive in Sandpoint and to bring families and other children into that experience so they know it exists.
Yeah, well, that's a big project to take mm-hmm. on Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely thing there. So a few of the immediate things of Music Conservatory of Sandpoint and then this much larger issue that we can just kind of watch you grow and hopefully participate in your growth in some ways and just see what's going to happen over the next few years as you work toward your next milestones.
Yes, and, you know, of course, to turn the school into all it can be, but also to inspire other communities to follow suit. Mm. We would love to have sister conservatories, and we're working with communities actually who have shown great interest. I will want to say we spend an incredible amount of time in, I want to say, research and development, and we finally come up with, I will want to say, an incredible program in the Music Matters that takes a child from age 2 to early adulthood. And it's comprehensive with all the building blocks, and we have fine-tuned that whole curriculum. And then I can't wait to introduce it to other schools and so forth to say, this is how we can keep culture alive. We need to start, not when they're teenagers, we need to start the families at the age of 2 and then saturate them. So culture in the fine arts will be part of what they consider normal, not just a flash experience, but this is, of course I would go to a concert. And that is why I would say we're kind of an incubator, you know, for the next generation, and we hope to inspire other communities to do this. So we have that generation to follow that is excited about this.
Nice. Karin Wiedemeyer, the executive director of Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, John Fitzgerald, the music director. A lot of exciting stuff. Thank you for coming to Spokane to tell us about it.
Well,
thank you for having us, Ron.
And once again, the most immediate thing is this event this Sunday at 5 at the Heartwood Center, and you can just check in with the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint for the details about that.